Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall of east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. A 17-year-old Kingston man was seriously injured Friday afternoon after his pickup truck left the Tuscola County Road, went airborne, and crashed into a tree. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office says Central Dispatch received the call around 2:29 p.m. August 21st for a crash on Froude Road near Silvernail Road. The initial caller reported the driver was trapped inside the pickup. Investigators say the truck had been traveling north on Froude Road when it went off the road, or the right side of the roadway, and struck a culvert. The impact sent the vehicle airborne before it came back down and struck a tree. The collision left the pickup truck so severely damaged that firefighters and law enforcement spent more than an hour working to free the teenager driver. A medical helicopter was initially dispatched to the scene, according to the sheriff's office, but was forced to turn back because of a mechanical problem with the aircraft. The teenager was ultimately transported by MMR ambulance to Covenant Healthcare in Saginaw with serious injuries. Tuscola County Sheriff's deputies were joined at the scene by Kingston Fire, Kingston Police, Carroll Fire, MMR, and Bullet Towing. Authorities have not determined what caused the pickup to leave the roadway, and the crash remains under investigation. And a Wexford County judge has approved computer access for one of the two people accused in the killing of 22-year-old Rebecca Park. Bradley Bartholomew will be allowed to use a computer while in custody to review evidence turned over by prosecutors as his criminal case moves forward a preliminary examination. The defense argued computer access was necessary because of the volume and type of evidence involved in the case, which reportedly includes thousands of pages of documents along with audio and video material. The issue had previously come before 84th District Court Judge Corey Wiggins, who questioned the court's authority to direct how the Wexford County Jail provides inmates access to discovery. The latest ruling clears the way for Bartholomew to electronically review evidence connected to his defense. Bartholomew and his wife, Courtney Bartholomew, are accused in the November 2025 death of Rebecca Park of Manton. According to the Michigan Attorney General's Office, prosecutors allege the couple lured Park, who was Courtney Bartholomew's biological daughter and approximately 38 weeks pregnant, to their Wexford County home on November 3rd. Authorities alleged Park was tortured during an attempt to remove her unborn child, resulting in the deaths of both Park and the baby. Following an extensive search, Park's remains were located in the Manistee National Forest on November 25th. Bradley and Courtney Bartholomew were arraigned December 2nd. Each faces first-degree murder, felony murder, torture, conspiracy to commit torture, assault on a pregnant individual causing miscarriage or stillbirth, conspiracy to commit that offense, unlawful imprisonment, and removal of a dead body. Several of those charges carry the possibility of life in prison. The Wexford County Prosecuting Attorney's Office is prosecuting the case with the assistance from the Michigan Attorney General's Office. Both defendants have pleaded not guilty. The charges remained allegations, and both are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust, right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A St. Clair County man is facing multiple criminal charges following an investigation that began with cyber tips involving suspected child exploitation. Michigan State Police say 42-year-old Christopher Robert Stewart of Marine City was arrested after investigators executed a search warrant at his home and seized digital evidence. Police say the investigation began after multiple tips were received from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Stewart is charged with one count of aggravated child sexually abusive activity involving alleged distribution and promotion, three counts of possessing aggravated child sexually abusive material, and two counts of accosting children for immoral purposes. He also faces one count of distributing obscene material to children and seven counts of using a computer to commit a crime. The allegations remain criminal charges, and Stewart is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. If convicted, he could face a lengthy prison sentence. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.